Hi guys, Sam Fury here with another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan, the only program where you will train yourself to outrun, outfight, and outlive the majority of the world's population. Today, has it been a minute since I had an episode? Not that long, a few days, I skipped a couple. It's because I've been traveling. So I'm back in Phoenix now. And my friend said that, oh, it's warmed up, blah, blah, blah. I got here, it's still cold. this morning was 4 degrees Celsius, not warmed up at all. But she does assure me that next week apparently is in the high 20s or the low 30s, and it's pool weather apparently, so hopefully, fingers crossed. But it is incredibly dry here. As soon as I get here, I notice my skin gets a lot drier. Anyway, so that's why I haven't posted anything the last few days. But today we're going to be talking about power-packed plates. So how to craft a meal for peak performance and resilience in the Survival Fitness Plan. And so this is coming straight out of the Survival Fitness Nutrition Plan, which you get as a bonus when you get the app, survivalfitnessplan.com/app. And it's also part of the Longevity Pillars book, which you can get as a bump if you want to get the whole thing. You can get that as a an extra. When you get the app, you have the chance to get that if you want it. But if not, whatever. And it's a living ebook, which means as I learn new information, it changes. So it's not just like a one time buy and you read it. It's like you'll keep getting updates for life as I learn stuff, because we're always learning new stuff. And I feel like this is going to change again pretty soon, because I just started reading Dr. Peter Attia's latest book. It's called Outlive. And so that's what we are doing today. So first I'm gonna gloss over the start of the document. So after the intro, you get some stuff on testing and personalization. Personalization is the way to go, but failing that, then you get some generic advice. So by personalization, I mean that you get tested, like go to a company like Viomi, or I've just started using a new one now. It's called the Health Panel Test by Dr. Well, it's not by him, but it's Peter Hyman recommended it. And I think it's his company. And it's in beta testing at the moment, but I signed up. So I get, because I'm in America at the moment, and it's only available in America, I think. So I signed up, and it's like $500, but you get two tests a year, and they test for a lot of stuff. Now, the thing about it was that, and then like you get the test, and then it's got a bunch of upsells, right? And it's got like, if you want extra cancer screening, that's another $500. I'm like, what? Because that's what I thought I was getting. I didn't read the fine print apparently, but it does do a lot of tests, and I'm not unhappy with it. I haven't done it yet, so we'll see how it goes. If it's no good, I'll cancel the subscription. But $500 for a year, and you get two tests, and it's like very personalized, and they can tell you exactly what you should eat and what you're at risk of and all that. And then maybe the cancer test is good once a year, and then there's some other once-off tests that you can do. Anyway, so that's what I mean. But if you don't want to do that because it's a bit pricey, you can get just like basic microbiome tests for like $100, and there's a bunch of different companies. Anyway, so that's but failing that, you have some general advice, right? And here's some general guidelines. So we've got the 80% rule. So first of all, eat till you're 80% full or till you feel satiated, right? Don't overeat. And then it's 80% strict. So which means that these are the guidelines and the rules, in like in inverted commas, of the Survival Fitness Nutrition Plan. But you don't have to follow them, don't 100%, because I find that if you're trying to do that, then you probably won't be able to, because it's, you know, you got to have, you like, I eat sugar sometimes, and I like, you know what I mean? Like, you got to have some fun. I like to have a drink of alcohol, but if you follow these 100%, you wouldn't be allowed any of that. So follow it to 80%, and 80% is quite good. It's like, if I have three meals a day, that's 21 meals, right? And I follow that to 80%. Let's just say it's 20 meals by, so it makes the math easier. And then 100% of that is 5 times 20 is 100%. So that's 5 meals. I can have 5 cheat meals every week. It's quite a lot. That's the lot, right? Is that right? I think that's right. 20, 5, yeah, something like that. My maths might be off, but whatever. So that's five. Let's say it's 5 cheat meals, and like the way I would divide that is like I'd have one or two go out for dinner or go out for lunch, right? And now mind you, when I'd have a cheat meal, I'm not going to KFC or fast food because I don't like that. I know it makes me feel like crap. So even your cheat meal, it's just like, it's not super strict. Like, I still have a pretty healthy cheat meal, but you know, like, you can have like full on go a blowout, eat a whole pizza. I eat pizza. I love pizza, even though I know that the queso, the cheese, is not good for my stomach. Me personally, you might be different. All right, anyway. So we'll get back to that in a minute, I think. So some more guidelines. Chew your food well. Chewing your food creates enzymes, right? And you need that. So chew it well. Don't just like swallow it like you're in the military or whatever. Wash everything, right? Preferably in good quality water. So make sure you wash it, because everything, even like if it's organic water, it still might have pesticides on it. So you never know. Because if they ship it from across the country, then they have to put pesticides on it, so it doesn't go bad on the truck or whatever. So wash everything. Just don't trust, like, you don't know. Unless you've grown it in your own backyard and you know what you've put on it, don't, like, wash everything anyway. And at the very least, you want to get some dirt off it, right? Even if it's in your own backyard, you want to get all some dirt off it. Eat fresh, right? And I don't mean Subway, because apparently their bread is not even classified as bread in France. It's classified as sugar because it's just ridiculous. And their chicken is not legally chicken. It's like more soy based than chicken. I got problems with soy as well, even though it's like pretty healthy for you. Anyway, so eat fresh. Which just means like buy fresh fruits and vegetables. Buy, if you eat meat, buy it from the butcher. Like, don't buy anything in the cans. Don't buy anything. You know what I mean? Like, you know what eating fresh means. And avoid all processed foods, right? And if you want to get real down to it, avoid nightshades and dairy as well. But mainly the main thing is just to avoid processed foods, right? All the basic stuff that everyone knows are bad, right? Avoid fast food and cookies and lots of sugar. Drink lots and lots of water. 60 mils per kilogram plus 1 liter. Now that plus 1 liter is because you're training in the Swole Fitness Plan app, right? And anyone that's doing any moderate exercise, which should be everyone, you need that extra 1 liter. So 60 mils per kilogram, and this is per day, right? So let's say I weigh 60 kilograms. So that's 3.5 liters. That's 4.5 liters a day, right? Give or take. Quite a lot of water if you're not used to it. But once you get used to it, it's not that hard, right? 4 liters a day I drink. When I wake up in the morning, I basically scull 0.5 to 1 liter of water, right? And then and that's before breakfast, and then I have a coffee or whatever. And then before lunch, I've got another liter in me, and before dinner, I got another liter, before bedtime, another liter, right? That's 4 liters right there. And then have some teas and stuff along the way. It's not bad. All right, cooking methods. So the best way to cook is raw, obviously. Eat it raw, not stuff that you can't eat raw, but if you can eat it raw, try to eat it raw. Now, so this might mess some people's stomachs up a bit. Like, if I eat too many raw vegetables, if I have a massive raw salad, I can feel it in my stomach. Like, my stomach doesn't like it. So just as raw as possible that you can handle. A lot of people can handle everything raw, so good for you, do that. Steamed is the next best thing. And then also nothing over 325. If you're going to put it in an oven or a slow cooker or whatever, I love slow cookers, or the air fryer or whatever, nothing over 325 Fahrenheit. Because if you go over 325 Fahrenheit or 160 Celsius, it like starts to kill everything and you will lose a lot of nutrients. So nothing over that. Boiling is quite good because boiling temperature is only 100, right? And it might get up to 120 or whatever, but it's not going to go exceed that level. But make sure it's only good if it's like a soup and you're going to actually drink the soup. Because what happens when you boil it, all the nutrients will leach out of it, right? So you want those nutrients. So you gotta drink the soup. Stay away from deep fried food. Obviously, deep fried is terrible, and you gotta watch out the oils that you're using. Use time restricted eating, right? Which you might think of as intermittent fasting, right? So time restricted eating. You wanna try to have everything within a 8 to 10 hour window. You want like at minimum 12 hours break between, maximum like 16. So, well, you can have more than 16, but 12 to 16 hours in between meals. Your last meal and your first meal is a general guideline, because you want to get in the Survival Fitness Plan. We don't really care about losing weight, because all everything, if you follow the rules, you're gonna lose weight anyway. But you're gonna it's more for autophagy. I don't know how to pronounce it. A-U-T-O, autophagy, P-H-A-G-Y. That's when your body does the cleanup of all the cells, right? And you need to go into that stage. So fasting's good. Do that at least 3 times a week. I do it every day. except like once or twice a week. I might miss it depending on the week and depending on what I'm doing. All right. So now we get down to the bones of it a bit, the list of what to eat, right? So you need complete proteins. You need 1.5 grams per kilo. Now, the standard they reckon is like 0.8 per kilo or something, or 0.8 per pound. But if you want to grow, you want to be at 1.5 grams per 1.8 per pound is about 1.5 grams per kilo anyway. So the best meat that you can eat is grass-fed beef or lamb, right? The best vegetarian food is eggs. And the best vegan option is lentils and quinoa mixed, right? So that's just a general guideline. I mean, chicken's good value as well, but a lot of chemicals pump into it. So if it's like you want organic or like pastured animals, and apparently grass-fed beef or lamb is the best, but or wild, like I'd say I'd like wild meats are probably better, game meat. Anyway, unless you're going to go out and kill it yourself, you don't really know, do you? Fruits and vegetables. So you want a minimum of 50% of your diet to be fruits and vegetables. Now, this has already changed, actually, since I wrote this. I've already updated some stuff because I heard this interview on the Tim Ferriss podcast with one of my other favorite people in the field of movement, Dr. Kelly Starrett. I'm not sure if he's a doctor. I think he is Dr. Kelly Starrett. Anyway, he wrote this book called The Supple Leopard, and he's just brought out a new book, which I haven't started reading yet because I'm still reading Pediatrics, but after I get back there, I'll start reading it. And it's called Built to Move. And he had some real interesting concepts on nutrition. Nothing new. It was actually real simple. So I'm going to change my thing. So the super simple version would just be get enough protein, get enough water, don't eat processed foods, and basically it. But if you want to get down to it, so, and then like there's a certain amount he said to eat, I think it was 80 grams or 800 grams of 80 or 800. I think it's 80. It must be 800. 800 grams of fruit. Oh, in my notes, I've got it, of fruits or vegetables a day, right? And that's quite a lot. So if you eat your required amount of protein, which is actually quite a lot, like you'll soon see getting 1.5 grams of protein, especially if you're a vegan. It's a lot of food. And then you're drinking your 4.5 liters of water, or probably more because I'm quite small. So you guys probably drink more, unless you, well, you might be less than me, whatever. 3 to 6 liters of water, let's just say, in between there, plus your required amount of protein, plus, your 10 grams of fruits and vegetables per kilo, right? That's how I worked it out. So that's, 600 grams for me. That's quite a lot. You probably don't have room for a lot of bad stuff. So there you go. The fruits and vegetables that you should probably stay away from. And the main surprise for me was nightshades, right? You don't want any tomatoes or eggplants, but that's, I don't know. I still eat tomatoes and eggplants. I love them. Cruciferous vegetables are amazing. Make sure you cook them. That's broccoli, rocket, which is arugula, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, all those sort of things. They're good. Now, the trick to this is apparently, and I read this in some book more than a year ago, and it was by some guy that was really pushing the plant-based diet, another doctor, and it was really good. And he says that you should cut any cruciferous vegetables 40 minutes before cooking them, because then that releases some enzyme, because if you don't, then you won't get the full anti-cancer effects of the cruciferous vegetables. So there you go. So cut them 40 minutes beforehand. And then also dark leafy greens, but not raw apparently, because if you eat them raw, they've got lipoids or something, according to Dave Asprey. Gone off of Dave Asprey a bit, but I think his science is probably pretty valid. I just don't like his attitude towards non-meat eaters. I mean, in my opinion, I know that eating meat's probably healthier and it's easier or whatever if you eat the right types of meat, but he, anyway, I don't want to slag anyone off, but I still listen to him. He's still got good information, and I read his book, so a lot of that comes from his. Berries is awesome. Berries are amazing. Mushrooms, I'm a big fan of mushrooms, lots of adaptogens, depending on the type of mushroom, and there you go. And I love mushrooms. All right, snacks, sides, and condiments. So avocado oil, right? Olive oil, if it's from Italy, it's not that good, but if you get it from Spain, it's a lot better, or California apparently is pretty good as well. The reason it's not that good from Italy, even though it should be the best, one of the best, is because they do a lot of stuff to it before they export it apparently. Anyway, so avocado oil is a good way to go, and there are other types of oils. You can read the book or get the bulletproof diet. It tells you all the good books, or you just look it up online. There's a lot of stuff like that. No wheat, but most other flours are fine, right? No wheat, this is a big one. And it's because of the gluten. And I used to be one of those people, like, everyone's gluten-free, blah, blah, blah. But it's actually, the gluten's not good for you. So try to take it easy on the wheat. Other flours do just as good as your chickpea flours, almond flour, or like there's heaps of other flours out there. Just try to stay away from wheat. I think one of the main reasons, because it's so massively produced, the short wheat is like really, really terrible. Eat lots and lots and lots of herbs and spices, because they're amazing herbs and spices. Turmeric, paprika, oregano, basil, so many, and they're so good, and they make your foods taste so nice, and you get lots of good stuff from them. All right, here we go. Creating your meal plan. So your breakfast shake, coming in from the last episode, right, also includes supplements, which you can take with your shake or whenever is best according to the manufacturer, or there's some things. This is a vegan shake. And all right, so you got protein powder from Garden of Life, complete plant-based raw protein. Make sure it's got BCAAs on it. That's my recommendation. So I'm going to give you the stuff that's in it, and then I'm going to give you my recommendation. And all these can be found on Amazon. And if you have a look at the nutrition plan online, it's got a link or whatever. All right, so you can get straight to it. Urolithin A by Ren AUI, right? The original was by Mito Pure, but it was super expensive. And this is actually, if you look at the ingredients of Ren AUI Urolithin A, it's got it is Mito Pure, it's just in a different bottle. And it's got something else with it. So it's not like they mixed it a little bit, but they mixed it with something that's like additional, like it's not bad. I guess it just pulls down the purity a little bit, and then they charge a little bit less, or a lot less, in fact. All right, Super Greens by Enzo Super Greens. Now, this was a tough decision between this and Athletic Greens, but in the end, I went with Enzo Super Greens because Athletic Greens had added like sweeteners and stuff I wasn't a fan of. And Athletic Greens is super expensive. If you buy Super Greens, Enzo Super Greens, on a subscription and in the biggest bag, it becomes way, way, way cheaper. So that's what I did. MCT oil, right? I like Anthony's MCT powder, but the other one I like is, if I'm going to get in oil form, which is actually better, but I just like the powder for some reason. The Vita Trading Company, C8 MCT oil, that's a pretty good deal. D3 plus K2 minerals, trace minerals, liquid iconic vitamin, D3 and K2 from trace minerals. Omega-3 from Thorn Super EPA, right? Get your omega-3s from there. Cacao beans, again, or cacao nibs, I should say, again, from Anthony's, right? You can get raw cocoa as well. The powder, well, the thing is with nibs is that it's got the fat content, and that's really good, so you get some of them. Concentrate drops by, that's by Concentrace. It's by Trace. Yeah, that's real. So it's got a bunch of minerals in it, and trace minerals, which a lot of people don't get. Magnesium, which is really good, helps you sleep, calms your nerves, all that sort of stuff. And lots of people are very low on magnesium. By Pure Encapsulations, make sure that's magnesium glycinate. There is another magnesium, so if you're constipated, you can take the other one, but for most people, magnesium glycinate's the way to go. Probiotics and enzymes. I get the P3OM and enzymes bundle from Bio Optimizers. Right there, that's a good, it's a really good brand. The adaptogens are from Stamets 7 mushroom powder. So that's got 7 mushroom, it's got all your adaptogens in it. So the original version was like my original version. The original version, like his version from the book, was like over $17. My tweaked version was $10, and this latest version is only like $8.25 if you buy in consumer bulk. By consumer bulk, I mean you buy their largest bag and then you divide it, which is worth it because if you're going to do it every day, right? So it's $8.25. That's not bad. And actually the latest version, so this isn't even the latest version. I've got another version that's updated again. It's about the same, but there's a couple of different things in there. Anyway, I'll give that to you. Once I have it full done, I'll go through all this again, but it won't be for a while. I want to get off the nutrition subject for a while. I've been doing a lot of posts on it. So we'll get into something new next week. Anyway, all right, so the main meals, besides the breakfast shake, which everyone should have, most people will eat another 2 to 4 main meals a day, probably. I myself eat another 2, sometimes 3. All right, so the main thing you need to know is how to how to consume enough protein, because most people don't get enough protein. So ideally you want to spread it out fairly evenly over your eating window. All right. So step one, figure out how much protein you need per meal. So first of all, how much do you weigh in kilograms? For example, I weigh 60 kilograms, right? And then you multiply that figure by 1.5 because you need 1.5 grams per kilo, if you remember from the start, right? And then you subtract 25 because the breakfast shake gives you about 25 grams of protein. And this is how much protein you need to consume for the rest of the day. So once you've got that figure, how many main meals do you typically eat besides the breakfast shake? Yep. So you know that. So I already said I eat like two. I eat two besides the breakfast shake usually. Now divide the amount of protein by the number of meals, right? And then create your main meals. So you check out the complete list of proteins, you choose one or two and consume the amount you need. Additionally, choose two or three vegetables from the fruit and vegetable list and eat as much of them as you want, right? Use lots of herbs and spices when cooking. The easiest thing to do will be to eat the same lunch every day, which is, you probably do this anyway, to be fair. A lot of people just take sandwiches to lunch or whatever, all right? And then you can check out the recipe section for ideas. Now the recipe section online, it's got a bunch of recipes on it. You can have a look at that, all right? So, and step three, the last step, is to snack when needed. So after you consume your required amount of protein and vegetables and water, right, you'll probably find you don't really need snacks. But if you do, opt for more vegetables, berries, protein. I literally just tried out a new recipe from Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's not new. I tried it out once, like a couple of months ago. I got it through his newsletter. Brilliant newsletter, by the way. It's called The Daily Pump. And he's got a podcast out as well now, but I haven't listened to it yet, but I will do. And it's basically one scoop of protein powder, one tablespoon of nut butter, almond butter, I would advise, 100% natural, or any other nut butter, but not peanut butter, although peanut butter is delicious, it's the other nut butters are better. So one scoop of protein powder, if you've got a flavored one, that's fine. I don't have a flavored one. Oh, I've got vanilla, but I don't like vanilla. So what I also do is I put in a tablespoon of chocolate cocoa, like pure cacao powder, put that in there, and then a splash of almond milk or whatever milk you want, and then I also put a dabble of honey, pure honey, in there because I like it a little bit sweeter, and then you mix it around and then you put it in the freezer for like half an hour and it turns into ice cream. Now I tried it the first time, but I didn't have the chocolate powder or whatever, or the honey, and I didn't really like it that much, but I'm trying it again, and after I finish recording this, I'm gonna go eat it. So there you go. Don't forget to drill out. So here's a real life example. I weigh 60 kilos. 60 times 1.5 grams per kilo of protein equals 90. So I need 90 grams of protein a day. Minus 25 for the shake. So I need 65 more grams of protein. All right. So I'm going to do this as a vegetarian, since that's a little more complex. If you're a meat eater, it's a little bit easier. But as a vegetarian, I'm going to take into consideration that vegetarian proteins are not as high in protein. So I will going to consume another hemp protein drink or eat Arnold's ice cream, right? Like I said, because that gives me another scoop of protein, right? That Arnold's ice cream, that's another 25 grams of protein right there. Boom. Alternatively, I can add an additional scoop to the breakfast drink, but that makes it a bit too thick for me, so I don't do it. So 65 takes 25. So 65 grams of protein, is how much I need. Take 25, so that's the extra scoop or the Arnold's ice cream. So now I have 40 grams of protein to consume. I eat an extra two meals a day besides the breakfast shake and the protein ice cream. I've got another two main meals. So I need another 20 grams of protein for each of those meals. Again, for simplicity, I've chosen quinoa, buckwheat, or brown rice as the base, and I'm going to combine them with either lentils or eggs, and that's it, right? I can add Corella or chia seeds or whatever if I want an extra boost, but I don't really need it. Then I'm just going to add a bunch of different vegetables and condiments and use various methods of cooking to give plenty of variety. And that's basically it. To get 20 grams of protein, here's what I need. Either one cup of lentils with half a cup of quinoa, buckwheat, or brown rice, right? So one cup of lentils with half a cup of quinoa, brown rice, or two large eggs with one cup of quinoa, buckwheat, or brown rice. So for reference, one large eggs is approximately 6 grams of protein, and a cup of lentils is approximately 18 grams of protein, and a cup of cooked buckwheat is approximately 6 grams of protein, a cup of brown rice is approximately 5 grams of protein, and a cup of quinoa is approximately 8 grams of protein. Remember when I said before what the best combination was? It was, I think it was quinoa and lentils, right? If you have a cup of quinoa and a cup of lentils, that's 26 grams of protein. It's a lot though. That's 2 cups of food, right? That's, and it makes me, it's quite a lot, but it's a good meal. 25 grams of protein, smash right there. And that means in the next one, you only need 20, you have a couple of eggs and some rice. There you go. Then there's a bunch, all right, so that's it. And there's a bunch of recipes using the recommended food, but it's not boring. You got pizza, taco, curry, protein, ice cream, and more, right, in the recipe section. Also, I add to that all the time as well as I learn new stuff. Like the other day, I think I was like oat bread, and my mum used to make oat bread, and it was really friggin' nice. So oat bread with, some honey or whatever. Ah, delicious. All right, that's it for today, guys. Don't forget, don't just get fit, get survival fit. Download the app today, www.survivalfitnessplan.com/app. And in there, like, you'll get the bonus of the nutrition plan. You can see it up to date, because this is I only wrote this like 2 days ago and I've updated it since then. And after I finish reading Peter Attia's book, I'm going to update it again. And then I'm going to read Dr. Kelly Starrett's book, and I'm going to update that. And then there's another book I want to read. It's called Gut Health. And then I'm going to update it again. And lots of information out there. Things constantly changing. All right. Like, subscribe, and share. Take a screenshot. If you're listening on the podcast, take a screenshot of the thing and share it with your mates. It's the best way to support us and get the word about the Survival Fitness Plan out there. #SurvivalFitnessPlan. That's it, guys. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you again next time. Bye.